la pluvial del, del pueblo, de, de la residencia.
It's hard to imagine a less glamorous mission.
Okay, where the used waters of the residents here goes to this retention pond. So the hurricane, it was so much flow, it's well, you see what's going on there.
That's a translator for Enrique Quitel Alvarado, mayor of the town of Santa Isabel. The mayor is showing soldiers of Task Force Rhino a huge bite taken out of a road by stormwater rushing into a retention pond. Lieutenant Colonel Cale Moody, the task force commander, walks around the damage, thinking through the type of repair.
Do you have fill dirt, gravel, anything like that put in?
Que si tenemos donde coger el pedregal para llenar esto. We can investigate today, so we have an answer for you tomorrow.
Okay. Task Force Rhino is led by soldiers of the 105th Engineer Battalion. The unit is based in Rayford, near Fayetteville, but its troops are from all over the state. Moody is from Durham. He says that the damage at the retention pond, like a lot of problems the soldiers are tackling, was worsened by a recent rainstorm.
We had like 5 days of straight rain, I mean torrential rain. It was like a tropical storm. So it's keeps carving
it's
it
getting
up.
Worse,
so,
yeah.
There's still no cell service on the Puerto Rican National Guard base where his headquarters is set up, and the still spotty communications with the Puerto Rican National Guard commanders in San Juan means Moody has to be a kind of disaster relief entrepreneur, scouring his huge area of operations, visiting local officials like Quitel Alvarado to see what they need, and sending small teams into remote areas to find problems and build a list of what needs fixing.
We're identifying new missions every day and doing what we can as quick as we can, safely as we can, but when our time's up, there'll still be plenty of work here for follow-on units or contractors or whatever, so there's plenty of work to do here. It'll take them a while.
So, glamorous it's not, but it couldn't be more vital. The big problems that millions of Puerto Ricans face can't be fixed if the roads aren't passable. Without roads, they can't get out to get food and water, and trucks can't bring it to them. And utility crews can't get in to repair power lines and replace the estimated 62,000 utility poles that are down. That road washout at the retention pond, if it grows a few more feet with the next rainstorm, it'll undermine a utility pole and make it that much longer before electricity can be restored to the neighborhood. And it's worse on the countless one-lane roads in the mountains where Moody's teams are still finding small communities cut off by road damage from landslides and flash floods.
This is our first time this way. We've been to the mountains up in the west, western central area, but not this location.
Every day, the task force sends reconnaissance teams to drive the roads, record the locations and types of damage, and make notes about the kind of repairs needed and what types of equipment can actually be brought to the sites. First Lieutenant Erin Graham, who's in the passenger seat up front, is a Greensboro firefighter in her civilian life.
Mainly our purpose is to go out, find the work, and then, like, I'm there to assess. I take notes like, hey, do I think it's possible to get a 916 at the bottom of this hill, which is a low-boy tractor trailer.
Graham's driver and translator is Specialist Angela Mull, a National Guard medic, who's a nurse's aide at Cape Fear Valley Medical Center in Fayetteville. On this run, Mull is threading their armored Humvee between mudslides and sheer drops on the narrow roads of the mountains north of the city of Ponce, with Graham jumping out to guide her through the narrowest parts.
I mean, I've already probably came across like 50 different routes that need either clearing, you know, some are minor. I mean, some are, you know, just getting the debris out of there. And some are actually road repairs where there's washouts or landslides or mudslides. So for the most part, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of work to do.
Halfway up a mountain, Mull hits the brakes. A washout has eaten away the soil under a small bridge, opening a gap nearly all the way across the road at one end.
Oh, yeah, don't go any farther.
When Graham gets out to assess the repair it will need, a shirtless man walks down the hill. Jose Martinez tends the animals at an agricultural school down the mountain. The tiny community here is called Bayaha. For now, residents are parking their cars down the mountain and carrying food and water up. The damage to the road, he said, isn't just preventing them from driving.
Y para allá hay casas que suben bastante carros también.
Así es que 100% le vamos a mejorar la situación.
Sí. Porque ahora mismo, a la vez que crece, pues se mete a casa de mi papá, dentro de la casa.
Okay, so this is all
debris, so it has actually clogged it. So when it rains, the water comes over the bridge, which creates more damage to the road, and it goes around and down the culverts, then the inlets and to the houses.
Martinez says about 24 families live here. At least there were that many before the storm. His father, who lives next door to him, was among those who left because the damage to the road diverts any storm runoff coming down the mountain into his house. His own home was badly damaged by the wind, losing much of its roof, and he's living in an adjacent house owned by relatives who've moved temporarily to a nearby town. Eventually, they'll come back, though, and he will have to leave until his roof can be fixed. Graham says that many places she and Mull stop at, residents come out hoping they've brought food or water.
We just explained to them that we're engineers and we're assessing the roads, and we do make sure that they know that we will let our hire know that no one has been here, so at least they have a voice. Not that we're just there, hey, we can't help you, we're only here to this. So we do tell them that somebody knows about you, somebody knows that you haven't been here. But...
And if the guard troops can fix the road, that help will get there sooner, whenever sooner is. By some estimates, it will be almost summer before electricity is restored everywhere. And in towns and cities with running water, people are still standing in line for hours to get bottled water and a case of MREs. Task Force Rhino's first troops got here October 3rd. Since then, a saying has become common among them as they talk about what they see on the roads and in the communities across southern Puerto Rico.
Every day seems to get a little bit better.
A little bit. A little bit more electricity over here, a little bit more water and food over there, but just a little bit. Jay Price, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.